Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, we wrap the big PlayStation State of Play. Claire Obscure's developers have a ripper week with more accolades, and Discord is going to verify the ages of everyone. Here is the news for Sunday, 15th of February, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
PlayStation fans are eating well this week after a massive State of Play presentation featuring new looks at some hotly anticipated new games. We got a new look at Game Freak's Beast of Reincarnation, and it looks stunning. Like everyone else online has been saying, why can't we have these animations for Pokemon? It does look super cool, and you get to cleanse the environment of dark corruption, and it has a release date of the 4th of August this year. The presentation also showed off a new look at Kena, Scars of Cosmora. Again, another stunning game that I absolutely can't wait for. It's got a whole bunch of environmental puzzles, mysterious landscapes, and magic. There is one more game that I'm super pumped for, and I know you are as well, aren't you, Kyle?
That is right. I was a huge fan of Star Wars Racer back in 1999. Jesus. So seeing the new trailer for its spiritual successor, Galactic Racer, has me very pumped. That's out sometime later this year. A new Castlevania game, Belmont's Curse, was announced. Looks pretty rad, like a classic Castlevania adventure with a beautiful new art direction. And we got even more details about 007 First Light, mostly just confirming that it is very much looking like an Uncharted-like in a James Bond skin. And honestly, I am mad about it. It looks like it could be a lot of fun.
Finally, God of War's original trilogy will be getting a remake. Those games are wow of their time, so it'll be interesting to see what they do there. There is also the side-scrolling prequel God of War Sons of Sparta, which is out right now on PlayStation 5. Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots has been freed from the PlayStation 3 and will be playable alongside Peace Walker and Ghost Babel as part of Metal Gear Solid Collection Volume 2.
And we can't not mention Aussie studio House House with their new game Big Walk. It's a fun social puzzle game where you explore the Aussie bush, and I'm absolutely here for it when it arrives later this year. There was so much more that we don't have time for here, so check the show notes for a full list of the announcements. The French are pretty proud of the team behind Claire Obscure Expedition 33. This week, the 28 members of Sandfall Interactive were awarded knighthoods. The Knights of the Order of Arts and Letters is a prestigious French award to recognize significant contributions to the arts. Previous awardees include Legend of Zelda producer Eiji Aonuma, Super Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto, and Rayman designer Michel Ancel.
The French Minister of Culture said the studio made a major moment in the history of French video games, showing that video games are an art form and one that involves a diversity of professions. It's a big week for the studio, who also picked up 5 awards at the annual DICE Awards, including Game of the Year, with the awards being voted for by industry professionals. They've paved the way for those who come after. Discord has announced that starting next month, they're rolling out teen by default settings for all users, both new and existing accounts. This means you'll have to verify your age to get full access to Discord, including restricted servers, channels, some message requests, and other sensitive content. You can verify your age by either letting AI analyze a video selfie or submitting ID to Discord's vendor partners. Then you'll be assigned to an age group.
I hate that. I hope they have a new vendor for the ID option because last year, their third-party vendor, which they used to review age-related appeals, was hacked. And about 70,000 users' information was exposed, and almost all of them were Australian. So that's sick. Of course, a lot of these changes come after the UK updated their Online Safety Act and Australia introduced its under 16 social media ban. Discord technically isn't subjected to the Aussie ban, but they're still working on creating a safer environment, which I guess is good and ultimately the right thing to do. But sending a selfie to an AI bot in an already compromised, you know, platform, I get the ick. Exciting news for Western Australian devs as ScreenWest has announced its first digital games strategy. The four-year strategy sets out a plan to grow the industry, including securing ongoing financial support for indie devs, increasing the number of digital game companies based in WA by 50%, and supporting at least six games a year, all by the end of 2029 and more. They also said they will advocate for a competitive incentive or rebate for Western Australia in line with other states.
This exciting news comes after 4WA Studios released their first games last month, Lunas, Finch and Archie, Omi, Oh My AI, and Don't Stop Girly Pop. Last year, ScreenWest supported 22 game projects through the Digital Games Production Fund. It's so exciting to see WA devs get the support they deserve, and we can't wait to see what games pop up. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
If you're after some 90s gaming nostalgia in a slick modern package, check out Under the Island. It's an early Zelda-style 2D action adventure game where you beat up enemies and solve environmental puzzles to uncover the secrets of Seashell Island. It's out on all platforms on the 17th.
Styx is back this week with the third installment in the third-person stealth series, Blades of Greed. You're back in the shoes of maybe the ugliest protagonist in gaming, this time armed with a bunch of new abilities and tools focusing on movement like the grappling hook and glider. That's out on Thursday on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation.
Also out Thursday is Star Trek Voyager Across the Unknown. Live out your nerdy dreams with ship-to-ship combat, manage your resources, and lead Voyager through the Delta Quadrant in this super detailed survival strategy roguelike. Out on all platforms on the 18th.
And lastly, Love Eternal, a 2D horror platformer that looks like a mix between Bionic Bay and Celeste, with animated cutscenes that are giving off big salad fingers energy. You play as a stolen child trapped in the mind of a god, navigating platformer puzzles by reversing gravity. That's coming to all platforms on the 19th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
We've got some new reviews up on the website. Gianni has been testing out some production hardware, the Logitech MX Creative Console, putting that through its paces. Kat has been loving Cult of the Lamb Woolhaven on the Switch too, and so much more. Make sure you head on over to our website, sifter.com.au, for more written stories. That address again is sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Kat John, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Mitchell Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, I'm Naomi Jackson, and on Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast, I spoke to Bennett Foddy about his difficult video games.
I think the biggest misconception about my work is that it's difficult. They let you have the experience of overcoming difficulty, but I actually don't think they're really that difficult deep down. I think when people look at Baby Steps, maybe they think, here's another rage game. I hear that a little bit. I'd encourage people to look a little deeper. There's quite a lot going on in that game. All the rageful stuff is opt-in. You know, it's optional. The gameplay is owes something historically to one of my early games, Quop. It's an unusual one. So we normally make it pretty easy for people to travel around in open world games, and we make you take every step manually. So that's what Baby Steps is all about.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.